should I cancel the shiur? She said to me, you can't. You can't cancel the shiur. So I'm moody. I'm going to tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. Maybe I'll tell you a few stories. But I'm going to preface this story by telling you that I once heard from Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said something, I think, which is a very important hashkafa that a lot of us don't have. I grew up, I think, without this hashkafa. I mean, you know, by us, the Jews, we just, you know, we care about one thing. We care about the Jews. You know, that's how, you know, did I ever tell you the story about when the elephant came to New York for the first time? I told you the story. When the not the elephant, the whole circus. Barnum, Bailey, you know, the ringling. Yeah. I told the story, right?
No. The
first circus. When the first zoo... The first circus came to New York. So there were a bunch of, you know, everyone was talking and there was like, you know, there was signs all over the place. So there was one, you know, a bacher, you know, the ringling Barnum Bailey, and it was in what's that place called? Madison Square Gardens, and it was mamish, you know. So all the bachers were standing outside looking, you know, I want to see what's going on in there. They see over there, this huge elephant. This huge elephant, right? I think her name was Avigail, right? This huge elephant, right? And, no, that's the name of the one in the biblical zoo. Don't start with me, right? So there's this huge elephant there. So the guy comes home. They saw this incredible thing. They never saw an elephant before. Everybody said, imagine they never saw an elephant before and the first time you see an elephant, right? You know, I hope it's not on a date, right? He comes home. He tells his father. He starts describing to his father this elephant. You know, like alte europäische Jid, ta, du verstehst nicht, you know, like, and he starts describing the elephant, right? So his father says to him, no, what is it? So he says, ta, you don't understand. It's got like this nose, fregnish, it's got this massive nose, you never saw anything like it, right? So the you know, the father says, no, vos, like your tante Rojaneni, you know, like it's bigger than that. He says, no, ta, you don't understand. It's not like, you know, it's not like a trunk. Right, so he starts describing, like, you know, like those ears. You don't have, they come down and they mamish, they come off. The whole face is like ears. He says, what? Like your fetter anchel, right? It's like that kind of ears. No, ta, you don't understand. It's like a different, you know, like, he starts explaining to him. Like an elephant. He said, but you never saw anything like it. It's like the biggest thing you ever saw. Well, it's like the Gaba in the shul. Well, like, you don't understand. He's trying to describe a husband. I never saw an elephant before. Imagine trying to describe to him an elephant. I thought the Chikazain and the Gan Celebin, right? And he's got, you have to see it. Even the legs, right? He says, you come Arab Shabbos to the mikvah, I'll show you something bigger than that. You know, like, what are you talking about? So finally, the kid is just about to give up. He's about to give up, right? You know, he's trying to describe for his father an elephant, right? So finally, his father says to him, Zogmir, tell me one thing, you know, elephant, ears, this, that. This elephant thing. Is it good for the Yidins? Is it good for the Jews? Is it good for the Jews? Is it not good for the Jews? That's all we care about, right? That's, I think, the hashkafa that I grew up with, you know? Is it good for the Jews? Is it not good for the Jews, right? But the Victor Miller, Zecher and Livracha, said it's not true. It's not true. When a Jew sees something that is wrong. It's wrong in the world, but the Goyim are doing something. So then a Jew stands for Torah. He stands for ethics. He stands for what's right in the world. And that's the bother. And I'm not even saying what you probably think I'm saying, because eventually it'll come out by the Jews or because it affects the Jews. If there's something in the world, we are ethical people. We stand for ethics. We stand for what's right. The Torah is ethics. And that's to bother us if we see something. With that, I'm going to tell you now a story. You just understand where we're headed, you know, like no, because I think the story back then was that I mean, I know the story. The head of the Aguda told me the story that there was a machlokes in America years ago, 50-60 years ago, about should the Jews yes support a certain political figure or not support this political figure, and the nekuda was that this political figure, Batsim, he was good for Yidden, he was good for the Jews. Right, but he was a real, real manuvel in his own life. He was somebody that was the hippich of our, you know, value system. He was the hippich of our value system. Right, nowadays you wouldn't be sure if it was a he, a her, a herm, or whatever. Right, but that, you get the point. What it was, that's what we're dealing with over here. Right, so Victor Miller, so the good came out to you know, the support should go to this person because he was good for the Jews. Now, Victor Miller made a tremendous milchama back then. That's what the head of the Agudah told me. He made a tremendous milchama that they shouldn't, because we can't stand such a person. We can't stand for such a person. We can't give Yochel stand behind such a person. And what will be with Klal Yisrael? That's the Eibishter's problem. But we can't stand. It's like a shkafa. And I think the Agudah was masking. I think they went to Rav Moshe. I don't remember the whole Maisa, but I think they went to Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe Taka told them, yes, like Rav Victor. That was the whole story there. Okay. I'll compare it with that Hakdama. Let me tell you what I want to talk about. Let's say, I would tell you, there's a big asifa from all the Gedolim are going to be there. All the Gedolim are going to be there. And who's going to get up and speak? Mamish, the biggest of all the Gedolim. Mamish, the biggest, like Chaim Kanievsky is going to get up and speak. Mamish, all the Gedolim are going to be there, and everyone's talking about it, and they're publicizing it for months and months. And Chaim Kanievsky, and he has a message to tell Klal Yisrael. And it's something so big. A message to tell Klal Yisrael, and everyone's waiting for this time, and it comes the day, right? And they all go into, I guess, like, I don't know, Madison Square Garden, so you need something that big to hold everybody. Right? Something so big, everybody's there, all the Gedolim are there, you know, all the Tzaddikim are on stage. All the Tzaddikim. And then Rechaim Kanievsky comes in. Eh? Yeah, Murdik. Could you imagine what it would look like? Murdik. Eh? Yomi, my name. Rechaim Kanievsky walks into the room. He goes up to the podium. Right? He goes up. He takes the microphone. And this is it. We've been waiting for this message for Mamish for months. And Rechaim Kanievsky has a message he wants to address class. Mistambi is going to say, it's me. I'm the Mashiach. It's me. Or he's going to say, Shragi Kalis is the Mashiach. He's going to say something major, right? Whatever. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Who asked you to come? 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 Why? No. Eliyahu is the Mashiach. What do you want? You want from me? Yeah. He's going to probably say something like he gets up and he says, Rabbi Say, and everyone's waiting with bated breath. Right? Bated breath. Rabbi Say, don't kill. Don't kill. Pop. Right? Don't kill. The whole Klal Yisrael came together for this message. Don't kill. Don't kill. Shtel zech for. The whole Klal Yisrael is being told in Mitzrayim, we tell Paroi, we need to serve Hashem. We need to go out. Tavdu Neselekim, Bahar Hazeh. We need to go out. There's a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us. He takes us out of Mitzrayim. We're waiting for that day. We go up 49 days. Right? And there's going to come a day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to speak to us from the mountain, Kivyachol, and he's going to say the words, and he gets up. You know, I understand that Lysir Tzach is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. I can understand that. I understand Lysir Tzach is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. I understand that. It doesn't bother me that the Goyim have it too, and whatever. I understand that. It has to be in the rule book, right? But that it's the foundation. This is the message we've been waiting for. When you look at the Aseres Hadibros, these are the messages that we've been waiting for. Don't kill. It's very, disheartening. That this is the message I have to tell Klal Yisrael, don't kill. So I'm going to explain this. And I'd like you to understand that this is a tremendous Yisrael Rabbi Sai in our entire existence. Because whatever it says here, the Torah is telling us that this is the foundation of Torah. It's the foundation of Torah. You know what the answer is? It's not my word. This is Rabbi Isaac Sher. Rabbi Isaac Sher explained the tremendous Yisrael. If you look in the last four Pesukim in this Parsha, it says something very difficult to understand. In the last four Pesukim, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you just heard Matan Torah, so now you realize this. It says four Pesukim. That's, you know, these are Pesukim that like we just think are a bunch of mitzvahs. It talks about not taking metal and bringing metal to the Mizbeach. Don't take metal and make a Mizbeach out of metal. So Rashi says, why? Because you just heard Lysir Tzach. You just heard don't kill. So what does it mean? So you understand that if I am saying don't kill, it means I hate kill. So now you go to the other extreme. You're being taught the value system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go to the other extreme. If you're told don't kill, it means you further yourself from that midah to the extent, says Rashi, I don't even take a medal, says Rashi, I'm going to come now to the Kal Vachomer. If I can't take metal and put it to the Mizbeach, I can't even use metal, which maybe is used to kill, to make a Mizbeach. So then Kal Vachomer, I should try to make Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishtai. Kal Vachomer, I should try to be somebody which is making peace. The Torah here is teaching you, go to the other extreme of these midas. Watch. You think that this is what we're here to talk about. In New York, this week, you know, you have to come to all the Rebbeim Shmuzim to find out what's going on in the news. You know, and this week in New York, they passed a law. The law is in its first step. That means they're going to go much further with this. Much further with this. The law they passed this week, Cuomo, right? Scientist Cuomo, right? On the paper that says this. You don't even know this yet. Scientist paper that says that you're allowed to abort a baby. Oh, you do know. Okay. Shiva World. Oh, sorry. They got it from me. You're allowed to abort a baby. You're allowed to abort the baby, right? Until, it's a shaila now in the lumdus of the Etzim law, but not till the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th month. That means the 7th month, they're still contemplating, the 8th month, the 9th month, the couple says, you know, like, you know, anyways, we're only going to be married for another 15 months, you know, so, you know, what chance? The 9th month, you're allowed to abort till term. Now, within this, there's levels, right? I'm not joking now. You all think I'm joking now. The next part. The first part, you realize it's true. That was the law. Now, within that, there's next levels and levels and levels, right? There is a shita. I'm not joking now. I know it's hard to believe, right? And in general, especially when I start with that and I put my finger lock up, right? I'm not joking now. There's levels. I'm not joking. You'll tell them I'm saying the truth, right? There are definitely states like this. New York is going there, okay? That if you take the baby out by the feet, I'm not joking now. No, we don't cut up the feet yet. We don't have to cut up the feet. We can eat them later. 1 minute. Okay? I'm not joking yet. I'm not joking. All right, that was a joke. But if you take her out by the feet, right? No, you're not allowed to say gender until, you know, genderless. Right? If you take it out by the feet, right? You're allowed to kill it by the neck. No kill, sorry. Don't say the word kill. No kill. You're never allowed to kill. Abort is also a bad word. Right? You're allowed to terminate the pregnancy. Right? It's still called pregnant. Because they hold like the sheet is machlekes with the Rambam Roshay Verubai. They hold Roy. I'm not joking now. I am not joking now. Right? They hold Rubai without Roshay. I'm not joking now. Why are you smiling? Put your face down like that, right? I'm not smiling. Right? They hold Rubai without Roshay. They hold that if you take the baby now and you get it by the neck, right? Egla Rufaz Achmein from the back. Right? I'm not joking now. Right? Can I ask for some maturity, please? Right? Oh, it doesn't. Right? And you kill it. Now, that part of the law is under discussion now. Some hold that no, you have to kill it while it's still inside. I tell you, I ask you a question, right? The next level, no shaila. I said kill. I meant terminate. The next level, there's no shaila. There's no shaila. They're going to say, I'm not joking now. The next level, they're going to say, is that Kolzman is attached by the umbilical cord. It's still Uber Yerichima, right? It's still attached to the mommy. It still has its source from the mother, right? Next is going to be the bar mitzvah. Right? Then what's next? Huh? Who's joking? So I was specific. Do I have to talk about these things or not? That's why I gave you the akdum. Say, I know us. We're thinking, yeah, well, there's lots of Jews in New York, right? You know, and of course it's Nogaya us, because there's lots of Jews in New York that are going to do this, and non-religious Jews. And then we're thinking to ourselves, are we supposed to care about them or not? We're not sure. We got to think these things out loud, and we're not, right? You know, all these things that we're not supposed to think that we're thinking right now. That's not the reason I'm talking about this. That's not the reason. But when you understand that when Vaisirtzach is being one of the foundations of Torah, so it's teaching you not don't kill. You don't have to get up and tell Jews at Mount Sinai and Har Sinai, don't kill. You have to teach him that you have to go to the other extreme. Not that we don't kill. We're no shaykhis to this. We're no shaykhis to this, right? We go the other direction. If we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, he wants people to love each other. He wants people, they don't kill. Why don't they kill? They don't kill because, you know, if I kill you, you kill me. Everybody dead. Our menuchas get full. You know, bad, right? But this little critter inside, so who's going to kill? You know, he's too small. So when nobody's looking, right? This is exactly what Paro told the Mialdais. He didn't tell them to kill babies. Nobody talks like that. We don't kill babies. Not Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemayim. We don't kill babies over here, right? So he told them, when it's Alef Nayim and it's take it out by the leg, right? And knock it dead. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to say. We go to the other extreme. So when the Torah says, don't steal, what are you supposed to be hearing when you hear Har Sinai, you're supposed to be hearing this. The Torah, the message he's giving us is we go to the other extreme. When you hear that, we're saying, not don't steal. You have to tell me, don't steal? You have to tell me don't steal. You have to hear now that I have to appreciate other people's rights to money, and I have to help that guy make money. You're not listening, right? When it says, don't be chayim at someone else's wife. Don't take somebody else's wife. Kill him and take his wife or whatever. Cause a divorce there. No, right? It's like, go make shiduchim. Go and try and make shalom, bias between people. Don't look in the street where Jewish eyes should not look, because then it's going to cause you to chayim at his wife. You have to listen what the Torah is teaching us over here. The Torah expects from us a higher value system. You have to listen. What's a Jew? What's a Yid that learns Torah, Rabbi Yisai? You know, somebody was telling me a story to Chaim Moiser. Chaim Moiser, he was telling me a story. In Eretz Yisrael last week, it was very, very cold. You know, we even got sleet. Some sheet that's holding with snow. Right? So there was like an Israeli person, you know, next to me in the shul. He was telling me, like, you think this is cold? You know, you think this is cold? You know, this is the guy I never saw cold before. Right? So you think this is cold, right? He remembers, he doesn't remember, but found out after. He was out to eat. He said his father used to tell him about how cold in Vilna. He said the Bochum used to walk home with Chaim Moiser. His Bochum used to walk home with Chaim Moiser in Vilna. They would walk home in the snow and the this and that. One day Chaim Moiser told them, don't walk me home. He's afraid people are going to get sick because it's so cold. And says, but the Bochum, they stood by Chaim Moiser and they walked their Chaim Moiser home. They walked him home. In the middle, they were walking Chaim Moiser home. Winds and freezing and cold and snow and this and Vilna and hail and fire and whatever. Mamish, freezing cold. Yeah. A bacher, there's a person standing on the side. They were talking to Chaim Moiser, waiting at a red light. There was an agola going by. Right? A person comes over. Chaim Moiser sees this person. He's waiting, obviously, clearly to ask Chaim Moiser a question. He comes over to Chaim Moiser and he starts to ask Chaim Moiser. And he has the worst stutter in the world. And he said, he couldn't get a word out. He couldn't get a word out. Chaim Moiser is standing there patiently, and they're freezing. And when you're standing still, waiting, it feels like eternity, right? And he's trying to get the words out. And finally, it took him 4 minutes to get out the words. Where is a certain street in Vilna? Where is a certain street in Vilna? So Chaim Moiser told him, Yedigas, that street. So Chaim Moiser took him and started to walk, and the whole place, Vilna Yeshiva over there, was walking in the streets with the Chaim Oizer. They walked for 5 minutes, they walked for 10 minutes, they walked for 15, I didn't even know the whole Vilna was 15 minutes long, right? They walked for 24 minutes, Chaim Oizer took him to this place, then they walked all the way back. They asked Chaim Oizer after, that was 1 hour, because 5 minutes for him to talk, right? 3 minutes for him to say thank you, right? 24 minutes there, 24 minutes back. They asked Chaim Moiser, like, what's pshat? Sir Chaim Moiser, because he learned Torah, right? Our people were great, not because the Torah, not because the Lamdus and the Pilpul, because Torah made them great. Chaim Moiser told him, what are you talking about? Do you know who he was? Do you know who that is? What are you talking? They thought, Mestama, the son of likes. You know, I don't know, the Chofetz Chaim or whatever, something, some great person. Who was he? He said, what are you talking? You didn't see he has a stutter? So I said, yeah. So he said, so you know what that means? That means that he tried to stop people 15, 20 times to ask them what direction, and people were freezing cold and they didn't have patience for this. So he tried 15 times, 20 times, nobody stopped for him. Finally came to me. So what's going to happen? You saw it was an obscure street, a difficult place to find. How are you going to find it? So he's going to barach. You know what we do when people roll down the window and ask us for directions, right? So what do we say? We say, all right, go there, make a left, and then ask there. Right? Ask there. Oh, you guys have Waze. You don't know this anymore. Right? Okay, and then turn your Waze on there. Right? You know? Somebody borrowed my Waze. Somebody borrowed my Waze. If I come back into the car, I turn it on the first time. He started playing with it, right? I hear him go, all right, Shrag, let's rock. I love it. I get all these things, right? I turn it on. He did all 10 different messages, right? Shrag, you look tired. You sure you should drive? Right? Next time he turns it on, don't curse. It wasn't the person's fault. I love this guy. Anyways, that's what happens when you lend your things to people. He says, you know what's going to happen? This guy's gonna now, I'm gonna tell him, go there and then ask over there. What's gonna happen? He's gonna walk around, no one's gonna stop for him. No one's gonna stop him, right? And maybe he's going to die in the cold. Chaim Oizer saw, you know what Leisir Tzach is? Leisir Tzach is, I have to worry about this person. So Chaim Oizer, was an altiyid. He wasn't a well man with the whole yeshiva. Somebody asked me after it. I said the story. He asked me, no, but all the bachrim, you know why? I told him he was teaching them the lesson that they had for the rest of their life that was more valuable than anything that Rechayim Oizer ever taught them, anything in Torah. He was teaching them, don't kill, not don't kill. Go to the other extent for another yid. Go to the other extent, do everything for another yid. But what I'm telling you today is very important. Because a lot of us, when we hear this thing about abortion and whatever, it's just like news. And you know what? Rabbi said, it's not, you're not regay us on a practical day-to-day basis. And what you guys are thinking deep down, which probably deep down covered under a lot of stuff I'm thinking too, like, all right, whatever, go ahead and let them all kill each other and kill each other, whatever. You know, one more, one less, that's what we're thinking. It's true. It's true. It's not true, right? It's true. But it's true. But it's the shkafa. It's the shkafa. It's the shkafa that, but this stuff becomes life by you. Okay, so but you know that by them, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if they abort at any shlav, they chayiv misa. A guy that aborts is chayiv misa. That's irrelevant now. It's not the point. But we have to realize the shkafa that's pure. The shkafa that's pure. I tell you, by say, I'm out of kayach. Out of kayach. Can I tell you one more story?
Yeah.
One more story. I'm out of kayach though. So this is an unrelated story. I'm really a story. You get one more story. But that you said I want you to think about anyways. I know I'm leaving you early today. Yeah, I'm not a kach. But I tell you one more story. One more story. Yeah? What?
One more story.
No, maybe two more. I want to tell you one story. Now, what is Torah? I just want you to know, this week's Parsha, you're going to hear, in the Parsha, you're going to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you, I'm giving you Torah. That's what those psukim are. You know those psukim that look the same to us? You know the psukim, Yisim Liam Skula, and you'll be Kaddish, and whatever, and you know, all these psukim that just look the same, right? He's telling you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and that's why I'm giving you Torah. You know, yesterday, I spoke at the Achi Kala. There was one fellow there. You know that guy?
Yeah.
You know the guy? The guy didn't listen to a word I said. He was waiting the whole entire shiur afterward. He comes over, right? I got and gave a lot of coolers yesterday. Just wasn't listening to fellow. He says, ah, all this dik-tuk, you know, like this. You know that guy. Shit. I love that guy. You know, he messed with the wrong shragi. You know, he messed around. And dad was there also. So, you know, like, you know, I said my people there also. I go to him, you're right. You don't got me. You're right. You don't got me. I give you the dik-tuk. You want to know the dik-tuk, all these things, you know. I told him like this, listen, right? I saw you eating ice cream. What? You saw me eating ice cream? You know that guy? This guy doesn't know what's about to hit him. I saw you eating ice cream. Somebody has this recorded if you guys want to hear it. I saw you eating ice cream. What do you mean? I saw. I'm done. Listen. I saw you. And you were eating. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Eating. You got to the bottom of the bowl. Right? You looked koi. You looked hither and thither. Yeah? You took the bowl. What? You went and you licked the bottom of the bowl. What? I saw you do it. Well, you didn't. I told you never did that in your life. Never. What? I said when you were 6 years old, you didn't. Maybe. I went further. 16. You never licked a bowl of ice cream? At the once of shot, you licked a bowl of ice cream. Shot's like this. Shot is, it's not normal. Licking bowls of ice cream, not normal. Ice cream doesn't lick you. You don't lick ice cream. It's not normal, right? At the shot like this. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Right? The shot's like this. Do I have to? Well, I should ask you. Why is someone dakdik on every brute of ice cream? Why you have to eat every bit of ice cream? The terrorist is because you love ice cream. Because you love it, right? So, Lamela, you want every single bit. I have to ask you why you're so medactic in every single bit of ice cream, because you love ice cream, right? I'm telling you, listen to me, right? By me, I love Torah. I love Torah. But by me, it's like ice cream. Don't ask me why. I want every single bite of it. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, he tells you, I love you, this is what I'm giving you. I want to tell you a story. Yesterday, somebody came to the Archi Kala, okay? Who was clearly coming to give me chizik, to show me they came. You know, they were worried there wasn't going to be anybody there, right? It was my wife, right? She came at the end. I didn't know this. I we walked out and she was there. I go, oh, I know you, right? Could you imagine if I would have said the words that I was thinking? All right? The words I was thinking were, you know, she said to me, she just came, she got here just now. I was thinking, why did you come? Can you imagine if I would have said these words? Watch, right? Why did you come? The shiur is on wine, whiskey, and halacha. I didn't even see you, right? You know, she was like in a makeshift Ezra's Nashim with my mother, right? If you, can you imagine if I would have said that? You know what that would have done? You know what that would have, right? She came and expressed a tremendous amount of ava, okay? If you absorb ava, if you take in all that love, then it's kibayim panim opanim, right? If you say, but she's giving the love, right? If you say, what did you come for? What'd you come for? And you throw it back in, it wasn't necessary to come. So you know what happens? All that love turns into hate. It turns into sinna. Because what? I expressed all this. Now I'm not saying chas v'shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ever be saying us. But could you imagine? He comes and says, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's what these four psukim say. So I'm giving you Torah. And you say to him, all right, whatever, you know. So on a mushal level, you take love and you don't absorb it and you just give it right back. So what happens? So you're telling him, say, right, what do I need this for? He's telling you, I love you, so I'm giving you Torah. And you tell him, so he's not going to come to hate us because Hashem won't hate. But you realize on a level that if there's an absorption process and it makes love, so when you get rid of it, so what does it do? Right? It generates sinna. No. Say, besides, no. So the, listen, you know, you got to learn Torah. You got to, he gives you something, he loves Torah. Torah is moiridik. You know what Torah is? The Taz, there was a child that was sick. The child was sick. The woman came to the Taz and said to the Taz, please do something. My son is about to die. And this story is not brought down from like, this is brought in the Ruach Chaim or Chaim Volozhin, a Litvish. He writes it in his Sefer. It's in the Sefer. It says we have a Kabbalah about the Taz. She came to the Taz and said, my son's about to die. So the Taz said to her, Hatakas alikim anachi. I'm like, God, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? So she said, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the Torah that you learn. So the Taz says, the Torah I learned, okay. So whatever we're about to learn now should be tzlus, refuah shlema. And the Taz started to learn and the child had a refuah. Chaim Volozhin writes, do you understand what it is when you learn Torah? You understand what he's giving you when you learn Torah? The more you're going to put into it, the more you're going to love Torah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you, I'm giving you Torah. Torah is moiridik. Go learn Torah. I'm not talking all day, every day for the rest of your life, right? I take value that which is being, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you, I'm giving you Torah, right? We believe this. If you don't believe this, you are not a Jew. He said, I love you, I'm giving you Torah. So if you start learning it and you see it, you'll feel it. You'll feel it. It's a different, I have to tell you one more story. I gotta go, I don't feel well. All right, but I wish I do. Just one more story. The Or Sameach. There's memoirs of the Or Sameach, people that used to learn with the Or Sameach. Because the Or Sameach didn't have a yeshiva. You love yeshiva. So there were people that the Bachrim used to come to the Or Sameach and they would learn by him. You know, the different Rosh Yeshivas would send people to the Or Sameach. So one, I was reading once the memoirs of one of the Bachrim that learned by the Or Sameach. So he said there were 3 days that they were learning a Taisvis and they couldn't get shot in the Taisvis. And the Or Sameach had an incredible koyach of concentration and he wouldn't go weiter. After 3 days, the Or Sameach gets stopped. He tells them, we have to daven. Let's daven that we have Avas HaTorah because we're not getting shot anyways. So let's daven that we should have Avas HaTorah. And they davened for an hour that they should have Avas HaTorah. I don't know what you daven Avas HaTorah for 2 hours. Maybe they davened Avas Rachamim for 2 hours. I don't know. After that, the Or Sameach got up and told them shot in the Taisis that you could see today in the Sefer Or Sameach, a 3-hour pilpul. They asked Or Sameach, my high. He said like this. He said, you have a baby and the baby, you know, is crying. You leave the baby with callus. The baby's crying. New baby. Baby's crying. What happens, right? I don't know. What do I do now? I call my wife. What do I do now? I don't know. Do something. No, I take the baby. You know, I don't know what to do. Right? I start making all my callus out. Right? I take the baby. I don't know. What do you do? Crying baby. I don't know. I take the baby. Start shaking like by the leg. By, right? Like this. Right? I don't know. It's not stopping. Not stopping. Right? Okay, you know, not stopping, whatever, right? Finally, the wife comes home, the mommy comes home, mommy bear comes home, she takes the baby, all of a sudden, baby stops crying, everything's great, right? What's the difference between me and her? What's the difference? Like this. Dr. Sameach. Because the mother, she was the incubator for the baby for 9 months, and she's the milk supply for the baby, and she's the one, she loves the baby. She mamish loves the baby. We love the baby. We say we love the baby, you know. Right? Oh, I love my baby. Right? He's crying. Your turn, you know. She loves the baby. So because she loves the baby so much, she knows what it's trying to tell her. So he said, we couldn't get pshat in the Tosfos. So we have to daven that we'll have avos atoira, that we will love Torah. When you love something, you'll know what it's trying to tell you. And now we have pshat in the Tosfos. So if you want to know, it's hard for me to learn. So go daven that you should have Ava of Torah, and then you'll know what it's trying to tell you. For Shteis Rabbi Isai, good Shabbos. And that's the Shabbos.